Welcome to Good Company for Monday, April the 4th, and we're going to talk about random things found on the road, church signs, and a random act of kindness story to brighten your day. All of this on this episode of Good Company, and you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at joyradio.ca. You're listening to Good Company, bringing you the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor. A kind of funny story coming out of Portland on the I-5. People driving around and they saw just this massive spill of stuffed animals. They don't know where they came from. No one's reported missing massive amounts of stuffed animals. About 300 were mysteriously there right on the side of the road. How random would that be? You're going to work and suddenly you're like, oh, look, a My Little Pony. Oh, is that a Minion? What is going on? So, yeah, transportation officials scratching their heads, not knowing sure why Winnie the Pooh is hanging out waving at passengers, but there he is. And eventually they were able to clean up these side of the road cuddles, I guess. These stuffies. And then, of course, put a image on social media saying, are you missing hundreds of stuffed toys? The Oregon Department of Transportation would like to speak to you. So they tweeted that out. Hopefully somebody claims these toys. If not, there'll be some very happy children hugging their Charlie Brown, their Mickey Mouse, their Blue's Clues, their new additions to their stuffy family. But it got me thinking, that's a pretty random sight on the side of the road. I know we spend a lot of time in our cars driving on the highway. What are some of the things that you have seen randomly on the side of the road while you were driving? Holly Taylor here. Don't forget to check out faithstrongtoday.com, our main hub of great articles, links to our social media, and of course, we dive into those conversations about faith and life and culture and more, and our podcasts. All of that hosted at faithstrongtoday.com, so check it out. Holly Taylor here. We're talking about the random things we've spotted on our travels. They've just been there on the side of the road. Text me. Let me know. What have you seen? 905-338-1250. I have seen a shoe or two for sure on the side of the road. Yes, we've gotten a few text messages saying roadkill. I was hoping for, you know, stuffies or something cute. But yeah, you know, that's a thing. Roadkill on the side of the road. Oh, goodness. Laura texted in. She said she once saw a blanket. It was just there. It looked like a baby blanket. Oh, maybe it blew out the window. I almost lost a couple baby blankets that way, where you would have them tucked into the window to have that covering so that it kept the sun off my children. And then a few times I've forgotten that I put it there and went to roll down the windows and it looked like it was going to blow out. So maybe that happened, Laura. You just never know. Producer Mike, do you have any fun stories about things you've spotted on the side of the road?
Well, you just reminded me, actually. I used to be a mechanic, and the hammer that I used for the longest time I actually found on the side of the road on Dundas.
What?
Yeah, no joke. The handle was falling apart, but I duct taped it together and got a few more years out of it.
Well, there you go.
One thing that I was definitely thinking of, though, is up in Flamborough, the bustling metropolis of Flamborough, not too far away from where we are here, they have, there's a patio furniture store, and they've got these giant dinosaur sculptures outside, and I just remember every time driving past it when I was a kid, I was like, what is that? Whoa! And you'd be sure that I was excited to go patio furniture shopping with my parents the one time they wanted to go there.
Yeah. Because there was dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, and they're big. They're life-sized, I think.
That's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Well, at the time, they must have been life-sized for you. Now you're probably like, oh, they're small.
Yeah, I should go back. Maybe I'm looking them in the eye now and realize I was duped.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, sometimes it's those random things that you see on the side of the road that just kind of snap you out of going into that, you know, the repetition of that morning commute. Everything's the same. Right?
Yeah. How often do you see a dinosaur on your way to work?
Well, if you live in Drumheller or Alberta, maybe more frequently than other places. Yeah, I'm just going to throw that out there. So like one place. That's it. Oh, goodness. You've got a story to share. You know how to reach me. Text in 905-338-1250. Those strange or weird things you've seen on the side of the road. on demand if you have the My Joy Radio app for Google and Apple devices. If you don't have it and want to encourage you to check it out, you can download it wherever you get your apps for your devices. And then that's it. Easy breezy. Or you can check us out at faithstrongtoday.com under the podcast drop-down menu because, yes, we are a podcast. So you can find us also wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, this Monday, I definitely needed some chuckles and some just, you know, good old church sign humor. So here we go. Some church signs for this particular week from Calvary Baptist Church. Don't read the next sentence. You little rebel. I knew I liked you. Of course, I had to read the next sentence. It's on the church sign. You have to know what comes next, right? From New Salem United Methodist Church, blah, blah, blah. Come to church. Oh, okay. I see what they did there. They definitely got me hooked with a blah, blah, blah. And then I continued to read the sign. So there you go. A couple of church signs for you today. And here's another sign. It was outside of a bistro. And it says, shout out to everyone who can still remember their childhood phone number, but can't remember the password they created yesterday. You are my people. So that bistro sign, my kind of people as well. I have too many passwords in my life. I'm all out of passwords. I have nothing left to give. Okay, so if you see any church signs or signs that make you smile, like this bistro sign, send them my way and we'll share them. 905-338-1250. Holly Taylor here, a new episode for Between the Grooves. You've got James Curtis and special guest host Aisha Woods talking to none other than John Reddick, coming out of the States. Some incredible worship music there with him and Maverick City Music. So definitely check that out. It's on all of the podcast platforms. And then, of course, at faithstrongtoday.com. So download, rate, review, subscribe, and never miss an episode. I'm Holly Taylor, and sometimes people say chivalry is dead or there's no honest people in the world anymore. Well, I have a story that says those two statements are 110% false. Yes, there was a senior and he was going out for a walk and he found $1,600 in cash. So he's like, oh, I mean, I can't keep this. So 90-year-old Robert Davies ended up going to the police and handed over the money. A couple hours later, police got a panicked call saying that money had fallen out of his pocket. It was $1,600 and it was his rent money. Well, this man was so surprised to find out that somebody had turned in the money. So Mr. Robert Davies finds money, returns it, which I think is an incredible thing unto itself, because I'm not too sure in this day and age how many people would return $1,600. Well, he did, and the person who lost the money so incredibly grateful because now he could pay his rent. You just never know what you found and how it might have some very, very important uses by the actual owner. So there you go. Here's your feel-good story for today. Money lost, money returned. End of story. Simple, profound, and definitely a feel-good story. Have yourself a great rest of your Monday, and we'll see you again tomorrow right here on Good Company.